Spanish O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are three volunteers to suffer, because today is going to be a pretty hard class. No, it's not. Jesus, Kutsi, and Joanna are here with me. How are you guys?
Very good.
Fine, thank you. How are
good.
You?
I'm not too bad. It's the week before Christmas. I'm very happy because I'm going home on Friday, so five more days. Well, today doesn't really count anymore because it's just one more hour and then I'm off to home, and I'm flying out on Friday, so I'm very excited about this, but that's not
you
the issue.
You go to Hamburg.
Can you ask me a proper question?
Do you go to Hamburg?
Are you going?
Are you going to go to Hamburg?
I am going to go to Hamburg, that's right.
Mm, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Hamburg's Christmas markets are the best.
Yes.
Anyways, let's take a look at the Twitter question. Today I want to know how far it is from Madrid to Toledo. That is the indirect question. The direct question is, how far is it from Madrid to Toledo? Let me give you a rough estimate of about 76, 75, 80 kilometers from Madrid to Toledo, but you have to give me the full answer, okay? The number doesn't matter. I want you to write the whole structure. How far is it from Madrid to Toledo? And if you don't remember, stay tuned because we will take a look at this exercise after we finish reviewing the basics. But for the time being, as always, we start off with the question mix number 104. Is the vocabulary booklet as thick as the translation booklet? Is the vocabulary booklet as thick as the translation booklet? Kutsi?
No, it isn't.
Very good. Give me the full answer.
The vocabulary booklet isn't as thick as the translation booklet.
Very good, which means that the translation booklet, affirmative.
The translation booklet is thicker than the vocabulary booklet.
Very good, so the vocabulary booklet?
Vocabulary booklet.
The vocabulary booklet?
The vocabulary booklet.
Whoa. She's like, please don't make me repeat it. The vocabulary booklet.
The vocabulary booklet.
Much better.
Isn't as thick.
First the affirmative. Is?
Is thinner than the translation booklet.
Very good. Thinner.
Thinner.
Much better. Very good. Which means?
Which means that the translation booklet is thicker than the vocabulary booklet.
Very good. That is what Jesus said. So after the first affirmative, the two affirmatives, we need to switch to the negative.
Which means that the translation booklet isn't as thin as the vocabulary booklet.
Very good. And which means negative?
The vocabulary booklet isn't as thick as the translation booklet.
Very good. And how long does a vocabulary list last? How long does a vocabulary list last?
The vocabulary list lasts 10 minutes.
Very good. And is there a library near your house?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Give me the full answer.
Yes, there is a library near my house.
Very good. And how many students are there in this room?
There are 3 students in this room.
Very good. And do you have orange juice for dinner?
No, I don't.
Very good.
I don't have orange juice for dinner.
Very good. And do you enjoy going to a good concert?
Yes, I enjoy. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Very good. And who's dressed up? You or me?
Dressed up.
Dressed up. Who's dressed up? You or me?
Neither of us is dressed up.
Very good. Neither of us is dressed up. Very good. What does dressed up mean? Jesus.
Estar vestidos.
No.
No, disfrazado.
Yes. Estar disfrazados. Yes. To be dressed? Es estar vestidos. Yes. To be dressed up es estar disfrazado. All right? Or you could say to dress up if you want to put on fancy clothes. Uh-huh. Well, let's dress up. You can say that too. Are you going to paint your nails tonight, Joanna?
No, I'm not.
Very good. And where were you 5 hours ago? Jesus, where were you 5 hours ago?
5 hours ago.
At the end. That at the end.
I was at school 5 hours ago.
Okay, very good. And who's wearing socks? You, me, or Joanna?
But all of us are wearing socks.
Very good. And do you, anybody who likes beetroot?
Yes, I do.
Very good. What is beetroot?
It's remolacha.
Remolacha, that's right. Very good. And what's the shortest street in Madrid? What is the shortest street in Madrid?
The shortest street in Madrid is La Rompelanzas.
Very good. And what's the busiest street in Madrid?
The busiest.
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 busiest
Madrid.
Street in Madrid.
Street in Madrid.
Will we repeat?
The busiest.
Busiest.
Busiest street in Madrid is Preciados.
Very good. And what's the oldest bridge in Madrid? What's the oldest bridge
the
in Madrid?
The oldest bridge in Madrid is Segovia Bridge.
Very good. Very good. And what's the longest street in Madrid?
The longest street in Madrid is Alcalá Street.
Very good. And is Preciados as long as Calle Alcalá?
No, it isn't.
Very good. Give me the full answer.
Preciados isn't as long as Calle Alcalá.
Very good. Which means?
Which means Calle Alcalá isn't as
short. No, first the affirmative.
Ah, which means Calle Alcalá is longer than Preciados.
Very good. Which means Preciados? Affirmative.
Preciados Street is shorter than Alcalá Street.
Very good. Which means?
Preciados isn't as long as Alcalá Street.
Very good. Which means?
Alcalá Street isn't as small as Preciados Street.
Not small.
Short.
Again.
Preciados Street isn't as short as Alcalá Street.
No. Preciados is shorter than Alcalá.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, you're saying que Preciados no es tan corta como Alcalá.
Preciados isn't as...
Yeah.
As long as Alcalá Street.
All right. And is Alcalá as busy as Preciados?
No, it isn't. Alcalá isn't as busy as Preciados.
Which means that Preciados is?
Preciados is busier than Alcalá Street.
Alcalá, just stick with Alcalá. Which means?
Preciados...
Alcalá?
Alcalá isn't as busy as...
Give me the affirmative first. So we have Preciados, which is busier than Alcalá. So Alcalá is...
I don't know what is...
What do you think?
Busy and
Alcalá, Preciados is busier than Alcalá.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about
little comercial. No, no.
What is the question? Please?
The question is what the opposite of busy is.
Busiest.
Because you said Alcalá, Preciados is busier than Alcalá, and Joanna has to say Alcalá is than Preciados. What do you think?
Empty. No.
You can say emptier. You can say calmer.
Emptier, calmer.
More tranquil. You could say
more tranquil. Oh,
come on.
Nice word.
Tranquil.
Nice
tranquilo.
Word.
Tranquilo.
Okay. Alcalá is...
calmer?
Alcalá is calmer than Preciados.
Very good. Calmer. You don't say the L. Calmer.
Calmer.
Okay. Which means?
Preciados is busier than Alcalá.
We had the one affirmative, the other affirmative. Now we're going to go over to the negative.
Preciados isn't as...
Calm?
As calmer.
As calm. Because you're not comparing. You're saying as calm as... Yes.
Preciados isn't as calm as Alcalá.
Very good. And Alcalá isn't?
Alcalá isn't as busy as Preciados.
Very good. Is Rompelanzas as long as Alcalá?
No, it's not. Rompelanzas is shorter than...
Give me the full answer first. Is Rompelanzas as short, as long as Alcalá?
No, Alcalá is longer than...
Jesus, answer the question. Don't give me any additional information. The question is Rompelanzas as long as Calle Alcalá? So I want you to answer with
No, it's not.
Long version.
No, it's...
Cuti.
Preciados isn't as...
Is Rompelanzas as long as Alcalá?
Rompelanzas isn't as long as Alcalá.
All right. Rompelanzas isn't as long as Alcalá, which is the long version. Because if you say, no, es más corta, es más larga, you're giving me information I'm not asking for.
Rompelanzas isn't as long as Alcalá.
All right. Very good. Which means that Rompelanzas is?
Rompelanzas is shorter than Alcalá.
Very good. Which means that Alcalá is?
Alcalá is longer than Rompelanzas.
Which means?
Rompelanzas isn't as long as Alcalá.
And Alcalá isn't?
Alcalá isn't as long as Alcalá.
As short?
As short as Alcalá.
Alcalá isn't as short as?
Alcalá isn't as short as Rompelanzas.
All right. What language do people in Sweden speak? People in Sweden?
People in Sweden speak Swedish.
Again? Say that again? Swedish is correct, but give me the structure.
People in Sweden speak Swedish.
All right, speak. Because I heard speak. Did you said speak?
Yeah,
you said speak. Did you? Every day we buy. So yesterday we
bought.
We bought, and lately
we've bought.
Very good. And will there be people in this room tomorrow?
Yes, there will.
Very good. Kutsi, ask. Tell Joanna to ask Jesus where he was yesterday.
Joanna, ask Jesus where he was yesterday.
Again.
Joanna, ask Jesus where he was yesterday.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to ask Jesus where he was yesterday.
Very good. Off you go.
Where were you yesterday?
What is she asking you?
She's asking me what I was yesterday.
Very good. And you answer?
I was in the mountains.
In the mountains.
I was in the mountains.
Very good. Tell Joanna to ask him what he was doing.
Joanna, ask him where he was doing.
What he was doing.
What he was doing.
What are you telling her?
I'm telling her what...
To ask?
To ask Jesus what he was doing.
Again.
I'm telling her to ask Jesus what he was doing.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to ask Jesus what he was doing.
Very good. Off you go.
What were you doing?
Very good. What is she asking him?
She's asking him what he was doing.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know what I were doing.
What I was.
What I was doing.
Very good. And your answer?
I was hiking.
Very good. I like thunderstorms. And you?
No, I don't.
Very good. I won't go to the next Phil Collins concert. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
I won't go.
Neither.
Neither will I.
Neither will I. Very good. Or?
Me neither.
Or?
I won't. I won't go.
To the next?
To the next.
Phil Collins concert.
Be Collins.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins concert. Phil Collins concert.
Repeat.
I won't go to the Philip.
Next.
To the next Philips.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins concert. I won't.
But you're missing a word. You're missing the tampoco.
Either.
Yeah, but... Para solas, no. Give me everything.
I won't go to the Philip.
To the next?
I won't go to the next Philip.
You really don't know who Phil Collins is?
No.
¿Cómo es posible?
Yeah.
¿Cómo se dice Phil Collins en español? A lo mejor por eso no cae.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
That cannot be happening. It's like not knowing who the Beatles are.
I know who the Beatles are.
But you have to know who Phil Collins is. Genesis, does that not ring a bell? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, do you know when the Segovia Bridge was built?
No, I don't.
Very good.
No.
All right. And what did you do 3 days ago?
I know.
What I was doing 3 days ago.
Yeah. How do you know what she was doing 3 days ago?
No.
He knows my answer. my question.
Your question.
He knows my question.
He knows the answer to the question. Yes. I'm asking.
Ask me.
All right. What did you do 3 days ago?
No. The bridge. When was building the bridge?
But you know when the bridge... All right. Well, enlighten us. When was the Segovia Bridge built?
It was built in 1580.
1582. Very good. So going back to the
1582. Yes.
1582. Yes.
I say 1582. Okay. No, sorry. 1582.
What did you do 3 days ago?
I was looking for Christmas presents.
Very. And did you get them all?
Yeah, I have all.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well done. Very good. And when was the last time you fell out of bed? What am I asking you?
I asking me when.
What am I asking you?
You asking me.
You are.
You asked.
You are asking me.
You are asking me when was the last time.
When the last time I fell out of bed was. Again.
You are asking me when the last time I fell off the bed was.
Out of bed.
You are asking me when the last time I fell out of the bed was.
Out of bed.
out of bed.
Was. Very good. Was. So what do I want to know?
You want to know when was, mm-mm, when the last time he fell out of bed was.
Very good. So what is he about to answer?
He's about to answer
when
the last time he fell out of a bed was.
Out of bed was.
Out of bed.
Caerse de la cama es.
Caerse de la cama, sí, no. Fall out of bed, fall out of bed. And your answer is?
I've never fallen out the bed. I've never fallen out bed.
Out of bed.
I've never fallen out of bed.
All right. Is there anywhere you would love to go?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Very good. And did you take the bus yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. And are you watching any series these days?
No, I'm not.
Very good. And how often do you buy ham? How often do you buy ham?
I buy ham not very often.
I don't buy ham very often.
Okay. I don't buy ham very often.
Very good. And are there any rollers in your house?
No, there aren't.
Very good. And did you have a cosmetic accident when you were a child?
No, I didn't.
Very good. And do you have tea for breakfast?
No, I don't.
Do you have tea for breakfast?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. That must be a very Polish thing then. I like tea. And you?
Me too.
Or?
But I switch from
coffee to tea.
Coffee to matcha tea now.
All right. Very good.
2 months. But I was having always
tea.
Coffee.
Oh, coffee. Okay.
But when I was young, I had always tea for breakfast.
Yeah. It's a very Polish thing. In Poland, we drink a lot of coffee.
But
a lot of tea.
I'm like this after tea.
After tea? Yeah. Really? I'm really calm after tea.
I discovered this few years ago.
Wow. All right. I like tea. And you?
I don't like tea.
All right. And can you drink coffee past 5 o'clock?
No, I can't.
Very good. And where are the pencils? Bag, table. And I want you to tell me que algunos están en la bolsa y algunos están en la mesa.
Some pencils.
Yes. Some, but you don't have to say pencils. Some
are in the bag and some of them are on the
and
table.
And some are on the table. Very good. Telephone, pregúntame de quién es.
Whose telephone is this?
Very good. How old were you when you got your ears pierced? How old were you when you got your ears pierced? What am I asking her?
You're asking her how old she was when she
got
the ears pierced.
Her ears pierced.
Her ears pierced.
Repeat.
She wants to know.
I want to know.
You want to know how old she was when she got her ears pierced.
Very good. So what am I asking her?
You're asking her how old she was when she got her ears pierced.
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 All right. Very good. And what are you about to answer?
I'm about to answer how old I was when I got my ears pierced.
Very good. And your answer is?
I was 5 years old.
When?
When I got my ears pierced.
Very good. So how old was she when she got her ears pierced?
She was 5 years old when she
got her
ears pierced.
All right. Very good. And are you left-handed? Are you left-handed?
No, I'm not.
Are you left-handed?
No, I'm not.
Are you left-handed?
Yes, I am.
All right. Very good.
I'm both.
Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous, yes.
All right, very good. So you can write with both hands, yeah?
Yes, I can.
Equally well?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right, you're going to show me in during the break. All right, let's take a look at vocabulary because I don't know No tiene un pelo. Con toda la razón. Let's take a look at vocabulary list number 24 from vocabulary booklet number 2. We're going to review it. We did it last Thursday. So how do you say ya? Ya.
Already.
Very good. And atractivo?
Attractive.
Very good. And beneficio?
Benefit.
Very good. And cuidadoso?
Careful.
Careful. Very good. And crucial?
Crucial.
Crucial. Crucial. Crucial. Very good. Entorno o medio ambiente?
Environment.
Environment. Very good. Gracioso?
Funny.
Very good. En general.
In general.
Very good. Mensaje.
Message.
Very good. Prioridad.
Priority.
Very good. Raramente.
Seldom.
Very good. La competencia.
The competence.
No.
The competition.
The competition. The very competition. Good. La luna.
The moon.
Very good. Ayudar.
To help.
Or?
To, yes, to ayudar. To help.
To assist.
To assist. Very good. Facturar.
To bill.
Very good. Soplar.
To blow.
To blow. Very good. Llevar a cabo.
To carry out.
Very good. Describir Jesus.
To describe.
Very good. What about llegar de regreso?
To get back.
Very good. Reírse.
To laugh.
To laugh. Very good. And proteger?
To protect.
Very good. And llevar a cabo?
To carry out.
Very good. And descansar?
To rest.
And seleccionar?
To select.
Very good. Resolver?
To solve.
And tocar?
To touch.
To touch. And llevar a cabo?
To carry out.
To carry out. Very good. Let's take a look at translating ordinal numbers. So we're going to do block number 7 out of the English O'Clock book. How do you say septuagésimo in English? Septuagésimo.
70th.
70th. Very good. What about 79th in Spanish?
79th in Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this in
Jesus?
Spanish.
Sesuagésimo noveno.
Septuagésimo noveno. Very good. And 71st?
71st?
Mm-hmm. If 79th is septuagésimo noveno, 71st is septuagésimo?
Primero.
Yes, repeat.
It's difficult. I've never studied this in Spanish.
Don't worry.
Septuagésimo. I hear that.
Don't worry, it's always the first time. Septuagésimo. Septuagésimo.
Septuagésimo.
There you go, very good. What about 75th?
Swap the hésimo. Septuagésimo quinto.
Septuagésimo quinto, very good. What about 72nd?
72nd, septuagésimo segundo.
Very good. And 77th?
Septuagésimo.
Séptimo. Septuagésimo, séptimo. Very good. And the last one, 73rd.
Septuagésimo third.
No.
Septuagésimo tercero.
Very good. What about septuagésimo is?
Septuagésimo is 70th.
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 Very good. You've been having this problem for a while. It's not 30th or 20th. It's 30th. 40th, 50th, 60th, 70th. Repeat.
30th, 40th, 50th, 60th, 70th, 80th,
now you
90th,
have it.
100th, 100th.
No, that's the thing. You just messed it up.
Okay.
Septuagésimo noveno is?
79th.
Very good. Septuagésimo primero?
71st.
Very good. Septuagésimo quinto.
70th.
No. That's the thing. It's never in. It's never. It's always if it's a. If it's a. Could you help him?
75th.
75th. It's not 70th fifth, porque es.
Seventy.
Bueno, pues nada. No lo explico. No, pues entonces.
No, sorry.
Venga, repeat. 75th.
75th.
All right. Septuagésimo segundo.
72nd.
Second. Very good. Septuagésimo séptimo.
77th.
Very good. And septuagésimo tercero.
73rd.
73rd. Very good. 73rd. And how do you say septuagésimo cuarto?
74th.
And septuagésimo octavo?
78th.
And septuagésimo sexto?
76th.
76th. That's it. The TH goes at the end of the last number, not anywhere in between.
Yes.
Anyway, stay tuned because right after the break, we're going to take a look at the same dynamics that I'm asking of you in the, on the Twitter question. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere.
¿Prisa que se nos acaba el regalo? El mejor regalo para estas Navidades es un intensivo de Vaughan. Ven, aprovecha estas Navidades y regálate un buen nivel de inglés. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Oferta válida en todas nuestras delegaciones. También disponible para los más peques. Bueno, y no tan peques.
Aparte de seguro, ¿qué más significa
safe? A.
Caja fuerte.
B.
Salvar.
C.
Gafe. Te diré la respuesta en dos minutos.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like him.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
¿Los trabajadores de tu empresa tienen un problema con el inglés y no tienen tiempo de ir a clase? Te mandamos un profesor Vaughan a tu empresa. Un profesor Vaughan que se desplaza para dar clase a tus empleados de manera personalizada. O si lo prefieres, te damos las clases por teléfono, videoconferencia o una plataforma digital adaptada a las necesidades de cada alumno. Ya, no hay excusa. Estén donde estén, los trabajadores de tu empresa pueden aprender inglés con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5 5831 y te daremos más información. 91-133-5831.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas, no exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
¿Estás en paro? Infórmate de las próximas convocatorias en inglesparadesempleados.com. inglesparadesempleados.com.
Avon English Class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English Class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like him.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Aparte de seguro,
safe
significa caja fuerte. Salvar es
save,
que es parecido, pero se escribe con V. Mira la diferencia.
Safe.
Seguro.
Save.
Salvar. Por cierto, gafe se dice
jinx.
¿Lo sabías?
Escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. Just a short reminder that our Twitter question is on Twitter right now, and I want to know how far it is from Madrid to Toledo. That's the question. How far is it from Madrid to Toledo? Okay. And for those of you who don't quite remember how to do it, we're going to do drill number 143 from the English O'Clock book, sentences 11 to 20. Okay. Which covers essentially the same grammar points. So how far is it from Madrid to Bilbao? How far is it from Madrid to Bilbao? 397 kilometers.
It is 300.
How far is it from Madrid to Bilbao?
397.
You can write that down.
Okay.
397.
397 kilometers from Madrid to Bilbao.
Again.
It is 397 kilometers from Madrid to Bilbao.
Very good. How far is it from Barcelona to Girona? 99.
It's 99 kilometers from Barcelona. It's 99 kilometers from Barcelona to Girona.
Very good. How far is it from Seville to Malaga? 204.
It is 204 kilometers from
Seville
to Malaga.
To Malaga. Very good. How far is it from Madrid to Aranjuez? 50.
It's 50 kilometers from Madrid to Aranjuez.
Very good. How far is it from Santander to Salamanca? 363.
It is 363 kilometers.
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 Again.
It is 363 kilometers from Madrid to... From Santander to Salamanca.
Yes.
It is 363 kilometers from Madrid. Santander to Salamanca.
All right, very good. How far is it from Salamanca to Lisbon? How far is it from Salamanca to Lisbon? 468.
It is 468 kilometers from Salamanca to Lisbon.
Very good. How far is it from Madrid to Chinchon? 45.
It is 45 kilometers from Madrid to Chinchon.
Very good. How far is it from Madrid to Alcalá? 40.
It's 40 kilometers from Madrid to Alcalá.
Very good. How far is it from Oviedo to Santiago? 304.
It is 304 kilometers from Santiago to Oviedo. From Oviedo to Santiago.
Yeah, both. It's the same thing. Santiago Tarifa. Santiago Tarifa. 1,089.
It is 1,800.
No, 1,000.
1,809. No. 1,089 kilometers from
Santiago
to
Tarifa. Again.
It is 1,089 kilometers from Madrid, from Tarifa to...
from Santiago to Tarifa. Santiago. Help her, Jesus.
It's 1,097 kilometers from...
Again?
It's 1,097.
89.
It's 1,089 kilometers.
Stop. Say mil. Stop. Say mil.
Thousand.
No, it's not a thousand. It's thousand.
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 There, it's too strong. Thousand.
Thousand.
That's it.
It's a thousand.
It's one.
It's 1,089 kilometers from.
From?
From.
Bueno, es que aquí. Again. From.
It's 1,089 kilometers from Santiago to Tarifa.
All right, Guti.
It is 1,800 and... ¡Oy! No, por favor. It is 1,000...
And 89.
A ver, 1,089 kilómetros.
No, no, kilómetros. 1,089 kilómetros.
Okay. Ya está. It is 1,089 kilómetros from... Santiago to Tarifa.
Bueno. All right, very good. Let's take a look at translation booklet number 3. We're going to start it today with list number 1. Lo haré cuando pueda.
I'll do it when I can.
Very good. Le veré en cuanto pueda.
I'll see him as soon as I can.
As soon as?
As soon as I can. I'll see him as soon as I can.
As I can. Very good. ¿Cuándo estarán aquí?
When will they be here?
Very good. No tengo ni idea.
I have no idea.
Very good. ¿No sabes cuándo vienen?
Do you know when they...
¿No sabes cuándo vienen? ¿No sabes cuándo vienen?
Don't you know when they come?
¿Cuándo? When they are?
When they...
When they are?
When they are...
Coming. Again.
Don't you know when they are coming?
Very good. And I'll say don't.
Don't you know where they are coming?
When.
When. Don't you know when they are coming?
Very good. Vendrán cuando yo les llame.
They will come when I call them.
Very good. They will come when I call them. ¿Cuándo vas a llamarles?
When are you call them?
Cuando vas.
When are you going to call them?
When are you going to call them? Very good. Les llamaré cuando tenga tiempo.
I'll call them when I have time.
Very good. ¿No tienes tiempo ahora?
Doesn't you have...
What? Doesn't you?
Don't you have time now?
Very good. Don't you have any or don't you have time now? Very good. Por supuesto que sí.
Of course I do.
Very good. Entonces, ¿por qué no lo haces?
Then, when don't you...
Why?
Why don't you do it?
Why don't you do it? Very good. Vale, lo haré.
Okay, I'll do it.
Very good. Les visitaremos mañana por la mañana.
We'll visit them.
We'll
visit them tomorrow morning.
Very good. Él estará aquí un poco más tarde.
He'll be here a bit later.
Very good. ¿Por qué no vuelves a llamar?
Why don't you call back?
Why don't you call back? Very good. ¿Me harán muchas preguntas? Will
they make me a lot of questions?
How do you say preguntar?
Ask.
Will they ask me a lot of questions?
Will they ask me a lot of questions? Very good. Ella vendrá cuando quiera.
She will come when she wants.
True. Again.
She will come when she wants to.
Very good. She will come when she wants to. Very good. ¿Cuándo lo recibirán?
When will they get it?
Or?
Receive it.
Yes. When will they receive it? Very good. Probablemente tendrá lugar aquí.
It will take place.
Probablemente.
It will probably take place here.
Very good. Las cosas cambiarán algún día.
Things will change sometime.
Someday. Yeah, sometimes is wrong in this context.
Things will change sometime.
Someday.
Things will change someday.
Very good. Las cosas tienen que cambiar.
Things have to change.
Things have to change. Very good. ¿Cuándo tendrá lugar?
When will they take place?
¿Cuándo tendrá ello lugar?
When will it take place?
When will it take place? Very good. ¿Cuándo empezarán la reunión?
When will the meeting begin?
Very good. ¿Cuándo terminará?
When will it be over?
Very good. Or when will it finish? Very good. ¿Cuándo terminarás?
When will you finish?
¿Cuándo terminarás? When will you be?
Finish.
Yeah, you could say that. You could say, when will you finish or when will you be through or be finished? Both are correct.
When will you be through?
All right, very good. Let's take a look at drill number 139, sentences 21 to 40, which is the me too, me neither, neither, etc., but with all tenses. So be especially careful, Jesus, when it comes to the auxiliary verb. Okay? So, I'm not hot, and you? I'm not hot, and you?
Not hot.
No.
Me neither.
Or?
I'm not hot either, neither am I.
Very good. I like going to the mall. And you? I like going to the mall.
Me too.
Very good. Or?
So do I.
Very good. Or?
I like to go.
I like going.
I like going to the mall. Too.
Too. Very good. I like salads. And you?
Me too.
Or?
So do I.
Or?
I like salad too.
Very good. I don't speak Portuguese. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Very good. Or?
I don't speak Portuguese either.
Very good. I play paddle once a week. And you?
Me too. I play paddle once a week too. So do I.
Very good. I'm human. And you?
Me too.
Or?
So am I.
Mm-hmm.
I am human too.
Very good. I don't play cards. And you?
I don't play cards either. Me neither. Neither do I.
Very good. I'm not singing. And you?
Me neither. I'm not singing either.
Mm-hmm.
Neither am I.
Very good. I try to read every night. And you?
I try to read every night either.
Too?
I try to read every night too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
So do I.
Mm-hmm. I watch the news every day. And you?
Me too. I watch the news every day too.
The news?
The news. I watch the news every day too. So do I.
Very good. She's sitting. Well, she is sitting. And you?
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
So am I.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting too.
Very good. I'm taking care of myself. And you?
Me too. So do I.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking care of myself.
Me too. So am I. I'm taking care of myself too.
Very good. I'm trying to be friendly. And you?
Me too. So am I. I'm trying to be
friendly.
Friendly too.
Very good. I don't take a cab every day. I don't take a cab every day. And you?
Me neither. Neither do I. I don't take a cab every day either.
Very good. I try not to be rude. And you?
Me too. So am I. I'm trying not to be rude either.
But I try to be.
Either. I'm not trying to.
I try not to be?
I try not to be rude either.
Very good. I'm learning. And you?
Me too. So do I.
Mm-mm.
So am I. I'm learning too.
Very good. We're sitting at a table. We're sitting at a table. And you?
Me too. I am sitting on the table.
At a table.
At a table too. Mm-hmm. So am I.
Very good. The difference between sitting at a table and on a table is que estar sentados en la mesa. In Spanish, it's the same thing.
Sí.
But in English, at the table is when you sit down to eat, for example. And on the table is when you physically sit on top of the table. Mm. All right. If not, it's at the table. I don't break the law. And you?
Me neither. Neither do I. I don't break law either.
The law?
I don't break a law.
The law?
I don't break the law either.
Very good. I'm not listening to music. And you?
I'm not listening to music either.
Mm-hmm.
Me neither. Neither am I.
Very good. I'll go back to work after the program. And you?
Me too. So do I. I.
Why aren't you paying attention to the auxiliary?
I am paying attention, sorry, but
I'll go back to work after the program. I will go back to work after the program.
Yes, I will. I'll go back
to work.
To work after the program too.
Two.
So do I.
No, pero es que no es do, es will. Why do you keep saying do? What makes you think
so
it's do?
So will I.
But what makes you think it's do? No, intenta explicarte, because maybe this is happening to other people. And I'm trying to understand why what makes you think it's due.
I know it's will, but I am blocked sometimes.
Okay.
I know it's will. Because we have to repeat the same as you ask, the same verb.
Exactly. Exactly. But it has...
Only am...
But you do understand why it's...
And to be is am, and the other words, the other verbs are do.
Unless...
Unless when it's future, we have to answer.
If it's future, or if it's past, or if it's...
I know the grammatic, but sometimes when I have to speak, I'm blocked.
Okay, so I'll go back to work after the program. Give me the one that you have problems with.
I will go...
No, the one that you have problems with.
So will I.
So will I. All right, very good. Let's take a look at vocabulary booklet number 2. We're going to do list number 25, which goes... Like, let me see if I can find it, like this. Cantidad o importe? Cantidad o importe?
Amount.
Very good. Antes de?
Before.
Very good. Hueso?
Bone.
Yes. Cerca de?
Next to.
Oh, eso es al lado.
Ah, yes. Beside? No. Uh-uh. No, near.
Near or?
Oh, close to.
Close to. Very good. Profundo?
Deep.
Very good. Experto.
Expert.
Very good. Esperanza.
Hope.
Yes. Probable.
Probably.
Or?
Likely.
Likely. Very good. Likely. Vecino. Joanna.
Neighbor.
Very good. Sobrino. Jesus.
Nephew.
Yes. Poder o potencia.
Power.
Very good. Sueldo.
Salary.
Very good. And el coste?
The cost.
Very good. Estar de buen humor.
To be in a good mood.
Very good. Quejarse de.
To complain about.
Very good. Hacer hincapié en.
To emphasize.
Very good. What about bajarse de un autobús, por ejemplo?
To get off.
Very good. Salir.
To go out.
Very good. Crecer.
To grow.
Very good. Prestar atención a.
To pay attention to.
Very good. Relajarse.
To relax.
Yes. Simplificar.
To simplify.
To simplify.
To simplify.
Very good. Quitarse la ropa.
To take off.
Very good. Feo.
Ugly.
And peso. Weight.
Peso. Weight.
Weight. Yes. Peso is weight. What about hacer hincapié en?
Emphasize.
And probable?
Likely.
Very good. And hacer hincapié en?
Emphasize.
To emphasize. Very good. And peso?
Weight.
Very good. Last one. Probable?
Likely.
And hacer hincapié en?
Emphasize.
All right. Now you have it. Very good. Let's do drill number 122, sentences 71 to 80, which is turning negative sentences like there isn't much or there aren't many into affirmative without changing the meaning. Okay? Remember, there are 3 markers whether something is countable or uncountable. It's first, the verb. Isn't or aren't, that determines whether something is accountable or uncountable. Second marker is much and many. And the third marker is the actual noun that we're talking about. Okay, so there isn't, number 71 goes like this. There isn't much lava in the volcano. There isn't much lava in the volcano. Give me the affirmative without changing the meaning.
There is a lot of lava in the volcano.
But that's not the same meaning. The initial sentence is, there isn't much lava in the volcano. Que no hay mucha lava. Or how do you say that?
Yes.
Sí, ¿no?
Sí.
En el volcán.
There is a lot of lava.
Pero estoy diciendo lo contrario. You're saying the contrary. If I say que no hay mucha lava en el volcán, y tú dices que hay mucha lava en el volcán, estás diciendo lo contrario. And I need you
There is little lava in the volcano.
There is very little.
There is very little lava in the volcano.
Volcano. Very good. There's very little lava in the volcano. Very good. There aren't many bracelets on her wrist.
There are few.
Very few.
There are very few bracelets on her knees.
On her wrist.
On her wrist.
What is wrist?
Nika.
Muñeca. Very good. There isn't much proof of it.
There is very little proof. Where?
Of it.
Or of it.
Of it. Very good. There isn't much homework. There isn't much homework to be done.
There's homework to be done.
Very good. There's very little homework to be done. There aren't many glasses in the kitchen.
There are a lot of glasses in the kitchen.
You're saying the opposite. I need you to maintain the meaning.
There are...
Help?
Very few glasses in the kitchen.
There are very few glasses in the kitchen. Very good. There isn't much vocab to be reviewed.
There is a little vocab.
Very little.
There is very little vocab to review.
To be reviewed.
There is very vocab.
Very little vocab.
There is very little vocab to review. To be reviewed.
To be reviewed. Very good. There aren't many T-shirts in the dryer. There aren't many T-shirts in the dryer.
There are fewer T-shirts.
Very.
There are very few T-shirts in the dryer.
There are very few.
T-shirts.
T-shirts in the dryer. Very good. There aren't many slices of bread left.
There are very few laces in the...
There aren't many slices of bread.
Slices. There are very, very few slices of bread.
Left. Very good. There isn't much love in the world. There isn't much love in the world.
There is very little love in the world.
Very good. There isn't much pollution in the countryside. There isn't much pollution in the countryside.
There is very little pollution in the countryside.
There is very little pollution in the countryside. Very good. Let's take a look at our last exercise for today. We're going to do mastering the interrogative block number 10. All right, so it's Nancy's book. It's Nancy's book. Jesus, give me the question. It's Nancy's book. So Nancy's is the answer.
Whose book is this?
Whose book is it? Very good. James is coming.
Who is coming?
Very good. Oranges are sweet.
What are sweet?
What is sweet? Very good. People from Poland... are Polish. People from Poland are Polish.
What are people from?
People from Poland is the answer.
Who are Polish? Who is Polish?
Who is Polish? Very good. People from Poland are Polish. Polish is the answer. People from Poland are Polish.
What nationality are people from Poland?
What nationality are people from Poland? Very good. I'm speaking English.
What do you speak? No. What language are you speaking?
Very good. What language are you speaking? Very good. She is late.
Who is late?
Very good. I'm reading the newspaper.
What are you reading?
Very good. Christine is Anne's cousin.
Whose cousin is Christine?
Whose cousin is Christine? Very good. Christine is Anne's cousin.
Who is Anne's cousin?
Very good. The car is in the parking lot.
Where is the car?
No, the car is in the parking lot.
What is in the parking lot?
Very good. What is in the parking lot? The car. Very good. His name is Ben.
What's his name?
Very good. People from Sweden are Swedish.
What nationality are people from Swedish?
From?
Swedish.
Sweden.
Sweden.
Again.
What nationality are people from Sweden?
From
Sweden.
Again.
What nationality are people from Sweden?
Very good. Jack's sister's name is Shelley. Jack's sister's name is Shelley.
What is Jack's sister's name?
Jack's sister's name.
What is Jack's sister's name?
Very good. And the last one. Jack's sister's name is Shelley.
Jack's
sister's name is Shelley.
What is...
Uh-uh.
Jack. Whose sister's name is Sally.
Is Shelley. Very good. All right, let's take a look at the Twitter question. I wanted to know how far it is from Madrid to Toledo. Let's say it's 75 kilometers, more or less. So what would the structure be? One, two, three.
It is 75 kilometers from Madrid to Toledo.
Very good. It's 75 or 72 kilometers from Madrid to Toledo. That's exactly what I wanted. Well done, you guys out there. Well done, you guys in here. Thank you for being here with me, learning, and see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Estas Navidades sigue escuchando tu radio. Esta, la que oyes, Baugan Radio.
¿Cuál de las siguientes expresiones significa una pérdida de tiempo?
A. A wild duck chase. B. A wild swan chase. C. A wild goose chase.
No es fácil, ¿verdad? Tienes 2 minutos para pensártelo.
¿Por qué no te regalas un nivelazo de inglés con nuestros intensivos de Navidad? Intensivos en la semana que tú elijas de clases del método Vaughan. Regálate un nivelazo. Si contratas 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos 5 sesiones de clases telefónicas. O si contratas 3, 7 sesiones. Llámanos. Infórmate 91-133-5833 o escríbenos a cursos@grupovaughan.com. 91-133-5833.
My father's family came from Zaragoza, and now I feel comfortable speaking English. Take on any opportunity you have to talk to people, interact to people, and don't worry about making mistakes. Just go ahead and start.
Be like Manuel. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
Hey, te pilla el toro con los regalos de Navidad.
Estas Navidades no te compliques. Regala inglés, regala Vaughan.
Tenemos libros temáticos de autoestudio tanto para adultos como para niños.